So if you've been following any of the news platforms over the past week, you would have seen that Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, has been in the process of, well, she's actually being tried as we speak for inciting violence during the 2021 riots in KwaZulu-Natal. The interesting part about all this is that it raises the question about power and responsibility, and very importantly, the role of social media influencers. Duduzile Zuma has over 124,000 followers, and she's accused of using her online influence to incite public violence during those KZN riots. The question, though, is where do we draw the line between freedom of expression and dangerous digital influence? So, to help us unpack this, I'm joined by Thandi Potgieter, the CEO of Ikris Media Group and social media and influencer expert. Thandi, thanks for chatting to me on High FM this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, Simon.
So, Thandi, when we hear the term social media influencer, what does it really mean in the South African context, and how much power do influencers actually hold over the public in this country?
I think it's actually frightening how much power influencers do have over the public. And we're seeing, more and more that people are actually taking what is put on social media at face value rather than the press. And it's a very dangerous climate that we are currently living in because, obviously, this is hardly regulated. So where press is regulated and they have to answer to certain bodies, it's a free-for-all on the social media landscape. And I think that's really a frightening place that we are in now, that we have to be really aware of.
It absolutely is. And I'm listening to you talk, and I'm just thinking to certain stats that I've read, not about South Africa. I don't know what the stats are here, but in America, where they say that the majority of youth, i.e., those under 20, are actually obtaining their news sources from Instagram. I mean, that's
That's the
terrifying, is
frightening
it
thing,
not?
and it's true. I know, we those of us who are a little older, we're not going to give away our ages, but are a little bit older, can't believe that this would actually be true and that people would be, basically taking what is said on social media as fact. And unfortunately, that is the case, especially. So, to fact check is something that we need to really, push in our society at the moment and really make sure that people aren't just, blazingly, looking at what is out there and taking that as fact.
So let's go back to this case, just because it's very, very topical right now. In your opinion, do you think it highlights a problem where influence crosses into incitement, or do you reckon it's being overstated?
No, I think it's actually very, very important. If for nothing else, that it serves as a warning to influencers and people with influence on social media to be more aware of what they are actually, putting out there. And I think the most important thing is, accountability. Yes, it's not regulated, but there is accountability, and the public need to hold make sure that people are held accountable for what they are saying. So if nothing else, at least it will make people take a bit of a step back and think about what they are posting before they post it.
That makes a whole lot
So
of
I
sense to
think it's
me, what you're
actually very
saying.
important.
Yeah, it makes a whole lot of sense. And I'm thinking, the South African common law tests of the reasonable person. I mean, maybe in the case of an influencer, that actually needs to be significantly more onerous because you have 124,000 people who you're influencing. Maybe it's no longer the reasonable person, but the reasonable influencer.
Exactly. And I think we really need to think. And as an influencer, you need to think. I mean, there's so many layers to this. I mean, we could talk for the next week on this subject. But I think the most important thing is to really take stock of what you are putting out there. Obviously, we're not taking away freedom of speech. And I think that's what, everybody's up in arms about. Everybody's talking about your freedom of speech. But at the same time, you have to look at what you are saying. Is it to inform? Are you informing people or are you inciting people? And I think, everything that you say, I think that's the simple sentence that you need to say to yourself. And if you can look at something that you've posted clearly and think, okay, this could be construed as a call to action, then you have a problem. And I really do think we need to have more regulations in South Africa, around what is happening and the content that people are putting out there. And of course, obviously you have the social platforms that, are obviously, pushing out with the algorithms, things that are getting engagement quickly without looking at what the content is about. So, if something's insightful and getting a lot of action, reaction, whether that's negative or positive, it's obviously been pushed out further for further reach. So there's many layers to this topic.
You mentioned you think that further regulation is required. That's probably quite a controversial thing to say. I would imagine that people are going to push back for
100%.
you. Speech absolutes, people who believe in absolute freedom of speech. I'm not one of
Yes.
those. I think with the rights come responsibilities. It's just
Exactly.
so difficult where to set the line. And I'm wondering whether you've had a chance to think about what some of that regulation could possibly look like.
It is so difficult. I have given it a lot of thought because obviously, this is not a, obviously it's a new subject matter, but the topic, obviously it's been going around for years. And, certainly, there are people who think it needs to be deeply regulated. But of course, there's so much content out there to regulate it is almost an impossible task. But I think, regulation, what I'm meaning by that is more accountability. And I think we're seeing accountability is coming through now, especially with influencers that are working with brands, because brands are far more savvy than they used to be. There used to be you had lots of followers, you look pretty,
You
here, work, let's
preempted my
collab.
next question. You preempted my. How did you know I was going there? Excellent. Yes.
Sorry.
Talk to me. No, that's great.
Yes. So, that's the big thing is that brands are now actually bringing that form of accountability in, because brands are now saying, listen, you're a little bit controversial, love to work with you, but this is not looking great. I don't know if I can align with you, and we would rather work with somebody else. And that's, I've had a number of clients that I have physically been through this process with, that we have walked away from people with, over 250,000 followers, one at 300,000 followers, that we chose not to work with because of something that they had done in their past or had said in the past.
So the values didn't align with the brand and
It didn't align.
the
It didn't
market
align. And I,
response.
exactly. And I think that's great. And I'm more and more brands are going in that direction. And I think that is a form of accountability.
I'm listening to you and I'm loving what you're saying, but this is a Jewish radio station, so I'm looking at it through a particular lens and I'm thinking
Yes.
somebody like Nick Fuentes, who's got 1 million followers, who's found out that anti-Semitism really works for him. It makes him quite the hero of the moment, quite the man to the young men who don't have father figures. And what happens when something bad actually sells? I mean, I don't know if we can subcontract our morality to a market. It's a difficult place to be.
It is, well, it's where you go back to where, all publicity, good or bad, is publicity. And unfortunately, you are going to get those people who love the attention and will, be happy to deal with the consequences. So unfortunately, we obviously that's we get a high percentage of that, and that's something that unfortunately will continue to happen as long as the public are reacting to inflammatory statements, and that's unfortunately the society we live in.
I often think that we found out we were given this incredible tool of the freedom of the internet and the ability to influence and reach so many people, and we never really thought through the consequences and how, this
Oh.
is which we're living it. We're living it, and we don't know how to respond to it. And we outsource the way we
Oh.
deal with people to Mark Zuckerberg, who I mean, what an example of
It's
how to
frightening.
relate. Exactly. Final question for you. As somebody really
Yes.
involved deeply in this world and shaping influencer culture, what advice would you give to somebody young coming to talk to you about using their influence wisely?
So I do get this a lot, and I think, what we spoke about before, when you put that content out, be very careful, because it might serve you now at this present moment, but you don't know where you're going to be in 6 months, in a year's time. I mean, you could be in a completely different environment where this will come back and haunt you. whatever you put out there is there for life. It may be deleted, but somebody else could share it. So you have to be incredibly thoughtful, look at the intent with how what you are saying things, and it could have deeply damaging repercussions if you don't do so. It might not be now, but could be for the future. I really just make sure that, tell everybody to make sure that you are very, very happy with what you are posting, that you are happy that your rabbi is reading it, that you're happy that your parents are reading it. Are you happy that your future
Including
boss is
clients.
reading it? That is something. It's very, very simple, but you really have to have a hard look at yourself. It might have looked great, and I've had staff do that as well. I mean, I've literally my own staff said, "Please, can you take something down? Because I don't want somebody that knows that you work for me, and they go and look on your social media, and you are doing X, Y, Z." So, yes, freedom of speech. Yes, it's your personal life to do as you please. But at the end of the day, what you say, what you do does have an effect on people. And that is what you have to
I
hold
hear you
yourself accountable first.
so. I know I said that was going to be my last question, but it's almost more a comment than a question. But these are young people who are trying to make a space for themselves in the world, somewhat inexperienced. You can kind of forgive them, but they are very bright people who've been around the corner many times. I'm thinking of somebody like President Trump, who's going to tweet at 2 in the morning something insane and stupid. And you just think, my goodness, if they're doing it, what do you expect an 18-year-old to do?
Exactly. It's as I said, it's quite scary times that we are living in. It's
Use
very
your
difficult for
cup.
them to navigate, very difficult for parents to navigate as well, and to watch over what their children are doing. That's another whole subject as well. So yeah, I think the biggest advice I can give, as I said, is just look at something with clarity. Are you informing? Are you
I love
inciting? Are
that.
you proud of what you're putting out? Are you happy that anybody within your circle and outside your circle, what will they think of you when you post that? But also at the same time, it is a wonderful platform if you to give yourself a voice and a voice to the
100%.
voiceless as well. So there are many positives. We've spoken about the negatives,
100%.
but at the
100%.
same time, you could really do so much good and so much positive with this platform and with the voice that you are given. My advice is to use it wisely, use it positively, and leave a legacy behind rather than a debacle.
Love that. Tanti Pochita, I love chatting to you this afternoon. That was really practical, good advice. Think what your granny would say. I love that. We've just encapsulated it and brought it down to its essence. Think what granny would say. That was great. We'll catch up again soon, I'm sure. It was great chatting to you this afternoon.